Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Monday, July 29th. Coming up in today's episode, Rao's coaching tragedy turns into a political blame game. Heated debates in Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha during budget session discussion. Patanjali Ayurved fined Rs. 4.5 crore for trademark infringement. And will the Israel-Hezbollah conflict grow into an all-out war? First up, the Aam Aadmi Party has alleged a large-scale corruption and blamed BJP and Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena in the aftermath of Rajendra Nagar coaching flooding, which killed three IAS aspirant students. Delhi Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj, in a press conference today, claimed that in a meeting with MCD, PW and Delhi government earlier last month, he flagged the issue of desilting drainages, a process which helps mitigate waterlogging, and claimed the authorities have been laxing with the process. Quote, I wrote to the chief secretary and informed him about the meeting we held on June 10th. I wrote that the contractors are being paid on the basis of paperwork only and not actual groundwork. I requested to check the ground reality if desilting was done. I requested all authorities and asked for a third-party audit. Why did BJP take no action? Is it because they are aware of the corruption and hence protecting it? Unquote. He claimed he has videos from June 23rd and 24th of the drains, which PWD confirmed had been desilted, whereas in reality, no work was actually done. Quote, I have informed the MHA, why did they take no action? Why was this chief secretary given an extension despite my allegations? These people are responsible for the deaths, clearly. Unquote. Meanwhile, seven people have been arrested in Rao's coaching tragedy, including the owner of the coaching centre and the building. They face charges of culpable homicide, not amounting to murder, and causing death by negligence. Civil service aspirants Tanya Soni and Shreya Yadav, both 25, and Navin Delvin, 28, died after heavy rain in Delhi on Saturday led to flooding of the basement. The incident has blown up into a political blame game between centre, Delhi government and several leaders of the India bloc members vocalising their angst. BJP members held a protest in Delhi today against the Aam Aadmi Party government, demanding the resignations of Atishi and jailed Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Delhi Mayor Shelley Oberoi has ordered a probe into the incident to find out if any MCD officer is involved in the negligence that led to the tragedy. She has also said all coaching centres that have violated the law would face action. Additionally, the fire department has started the process of cancelling the fire safety clearance of the building where the coaching centre is based. They have also demanded that the MCD also revokes their NOC. As for the fire safety certification which the fire department issued on July 9th, the fire department has claimed Rao's coaching centre provided incorrect information. They claim they were told that the basement shall be used for storage and parking only. And next, updates from Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha. Leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, lambasted the centre over Union Budget 2024, calling it anti-middle class and anti-farmer. The second week of the budget session began today, and during that discussion, Mr. Gandhi said, and I quote, I want to tell the farmers of the country that we will do what they, or NDA, have not done. We will pass the bill for guaranteed legal MSP in this house. While he attacked the BJP over the farmer issue, he took an objection to the budget speech of Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and said, quote, paper leaks is the biggest issue affecting youth, but the finance minister did not mention it in her speech, unquote. Parts of his speech resulted in massive ruckus in the house. BJP leader Kiran Rijiju said, quote, you don't know the rules of the house. You challenge the speaker of the house. You have lowered the honour of this house, unquote. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha deferred a short discussion to flag the death of four students in Delhi. Three drowned in the flooded basement of an East Delhi coaching centre on Saturday and a fourth who was electrocuted last week while walking on flooded roads. All allegedly due to negligence of authorities. Slamming the state of coaching centres, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said, they are no less than gas chambers. However, Trinamool MP Derek O'Brien took a swipe at this and said, quote, we as a house have shown alacrity and stopped today's business to discuss this matter of great importance. But I want to ask, did the House show the same alacrity in discussing railway accidents, Manipur crisis, NEET controversy in the last couple of years? Unquote. BJP members in both houses of the parliament raised the issue of the coaching centre deaths with great importance today. Union Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said in Rajya Sabha there was a negligence, adding that a solution could be reached only when accountability is fixed. Quote, it is our responsibility to ensure that such an incident is not repeated. Unquote. As accusations are being exchanged between all parties outside the house and inside, Aam Aadmi Party Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh said, and I quote, coaching classes have been running in basements for the last 15 to 20 years. Who is responsible for this? The central government is. We have been pushing for desilting the drains and cleaning of sewers, but nothing happens. Unquote. And next, the Bombay High Court has ruled against Patanjali Ayurved in a trademark infringement case. The Ramdev-owned Ayurvedic label has been fined ₹4.5 crore for the alleged breach of a 2023 interim order where the court had restrained Patanjali from selling its camphor products, which were in dispute with Mangalam Organics Company. The company had filed a trademark infringement suit against Patanjali Ayurved for passing off and trademark infringement in respect to its camphor products. A single bench judge of Justice R.I. Chagla noted that there was a, quote, willful and deliberate, unquote, breach of the court order by Patanjali. It even claimed that Patanjali wanted to defy the court order willingly. In an affidavit, Patanjali tendered an unconditional apology and undertook to abide by the court's order, which it did not follow. Breaking from breaking news, sharks found near Brazilian coast have cocaine in their system, and scientists are baffled. Researchers have long suggested that sea life could be impacted by drugs dumped into the water by smugglers, but they say it is more common near Mexico and the activity isn't that common around Brazil. A study at Oswaldo Cruz Foundation found at least 13 sharks with substantial amount of cocaine in their system. But how this drug would have impacted these sharks, mostly found by fishing vehicles accidentally, is yet to be determined. Now, back to news. Israel's war on Gaza is impacting regions all around it, and now international experts are worried about an all-out war between Israel and Lebanon-based Hezbollah. After a rocket attack killed at least 12 people in Israel-occupied Golan Heights over this weekend, Israel has vowed strict retaliation. Israel's Emergency Security Cabinet has authorized Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant to decide on the nature and timing of the response against Hezbollah, according to a Sunday statement from the Prime Minister's office, as reported by CNN. The same report claims Hezbollah has denied orchestrating this attack, but Israel has vowed Hezbollah will pay the price. While the United States of America has condemned the rocket attack and called for restraint from all parties involved, Iran, a key backer of Hezbollah, warned that any new military adventures by Israel in Lebanon could lead to unforeseen consequences. Hezbollah has, however, sided with Gaza historically in this war, where Israeli military action has killed over 39,000 people, according to Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza. Israel claimed this war is in retaliation for a Hamas-led terror attack on October 7, 2023, which killed 1,200 people in Israel. But according to Hamas, this war is a result of a seven-decades-long conflict. Meanwhile, the Indian embassy in Beirut has urged its citizens living in Lebanon to exercise caution and remain in contact with them in light of these recent developments. And the White House National Security Council said it was speaking with Israeli and Lebanese counterparts and working on a diplomatic solution to end all attacks once and for all in the border area between Israel and Lebanon. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anditi, signing off.